with us.
Thank you and welcome. 50th anniversary coming up in 2018. Tell us about some of the activities surrounding this celebration.
Yes, it is really a great occasion for the Boys and Girls Club. 50 years of being around in our community, helping kids and serving families in the community since 1968. And we're looking forward to kind of highlighting what the club's done over the years, the impact it's made on the lives that have come through the doors. We're going to have a nice alumni, former member banquet and everything, bringing back some of the people who've been through the club. We want to recognize 50, similar to some other organizations who've had the same occasion, 50 notable members and people who've been instrumental. Don Moyer himself, Don Moyer Jr., Don Moyer family, and others in the community who helped to make Don Moyer the entity it's been in terms of working with kids and changing lives in the community. So, and of course, we're going to try in some way. I think most people in the community, I know I do, remember the old duck race. Remember the duck race that Boys and Girls Club did for about close to 20 years?
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to have an actual duck race itself, but as a part of the celebration, we'll bring back some semblance of ducks in some form or fashion, just to kind of celebrate what that meant to the club and the community over the years. And our steak and burger dinner and other activities will certainly feature the 50 years and what's taken place at the club.
I imagine that alumni are the most notable way to get attention and for them to come back and say, this is where I am because of Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. That must be the biggest voice you have.
You know, it really is, Elizabeth. We're reaching out, and a couple of our noted alumni, Joe Stovall, who's in the community, who's a business person in the community now, Reggie Jones, a couple of others, they've started a social network outreach, asking people to tell us where they are and sharing some of the things that are going to be taking place. And one of the neat things that's happening at the club, when people respond, they respond with stories about how the club impacted them, and particularly the people, the staff who were there, who made a difference in their lives and who were their role models. Those kind of testimonies are coming in. We're going to use those, as a matter of fact, as we go throughout the year to kind of share what the young people who come through the club are saying about the difference that the Boys and Girls Club made in their lives.
You were talking about some of the stuff you've got going on right now. The Dancing with the Stars fundraiser raised $280,000.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
$200,000. That's pretty unbelievable.
You know, we've done that. Started that fundraiser. This was the sixth year. And over the 6 years that we've had it, Dave, it's now raised over $1.2 million for the work at the Boys and Girls Club.
Is that right?
Just amazing. Yeah. Our committee does such a great job with that. Christy Ramshaw, Jenny Holder, all the folks who come together to put that on, our board of directors. It is amazing. And the people in the community who are our dancers, who work for about 2 months putting together a routine with some professional teachers, very much like the show, they just do a great job of getting behind the event.
You have a lot of new initiatives. Tell us about what's happening at the Human Kinetics Park, the Martins Community Center. The need for space, you're always expanding. This is our way to get it done.
Yeah, we are tremendously excited, particularly going into the 50th year. What a great opportunity, along with the Champaign Park District. Rainer Martins, who's the owner of started Human Kinetics, he and his wife, Julie, have given seed monies to construct a community center right next to where the Human Kinetics building is. And that facility will also house space for the Boys and Girls Club programs. And our plan is to move our elementary level kids to that site, and we'll still be able to have our current site for teens. But right now, we're 150 to 200 kids a day coming through the building. We served over 1,000 kids last year, all total, both members and non-members. And so the opportunity, and we hope to get going on that, still have some fundraising to do in the community to make the total thing happen. But in 2019, we hope to start construction on that if the Park District and ourselves are able to pull everything together. and we'll be able to serve 200 kids a day in that building, which will just be a blessing for being able to serve more kids and also being able to serve kids in an environment that's more conducive for the academics that are going on, the recreation, the mentoring and things like that. We'll have the much more accommodating rooms and facilities to really get the job done.
Now, where's this going to be?
It's going to be right off Market Street, okay, next to the current Human Kinetics facility.
Another thing you have going right now, you mentioned fundraising, and there's nothing more important than a foundation to ensure that you'll be going in another 50 years. How did you kick this off, and how's the fundraising going for the foundation?
Yeah, we our board really is forward thinking, and it's a part of our strategic plan that was conducted 3 years ago. We put together a plan to start a foundation so that we can begin to build resources that will support the club ongoing each year. That was started with some seed monies, and today we are approaching, we hope in the next 10 years or so to raise up to $5 million that will generate income year after year to support the club. And we've gotten off to a pretty good start. We're just a little under $1 million right now in the foundation, and we hope to continue to add to that, so that the next 50 years, the club will be around to help those kids and families who need it.
You couldn't do what you do without volunteers. On Monday the 18th, volunteer orientation. Is it this open to the public, anybody who wants to get involved and help Dunmore Boys and Girls Club?
Yes, yes. Thank you for bringing that up, because one of the things that makes the Boys and Girls Club work is people who give their time to come out to read with kids, participate in our activities, mentor, and support the staff in what we do. And we have a monthly volunteer orientation that takes place. And any group, we get a number of groups from the university, for instance, students along those lines, or individual who's interested can call the club at 355-KIDS. Or go online. You can actually go online and fill out a volunteer application and contact us to participate in that, get oriented as to what our programs are, what we do, and how you or your group can assist in getting the job done.
You've got a summer program starting up in Rantoul, too?
Yes, yes.
What's going to happen with that?
Well, this past summer, Dave, in fact, we were asked on short notice to support the Rantoul community when another organization that was supposed to provide summer programming wasn't able to do that. And we put together a program and were able to serve over 90 kids, which was really, really tremendous. We felt really great about that. So this summer, we pretty much did what we do here in Champaign-Urbana for kids, providing summer activities, academic support, field trips, things along those lines. So we plan on doing that again next summer. But we're also, as a result of that being so successful, we're now talking with Rantoul Schools about actually starting a Boys and Girls Club and after-school program there next school year. So we're working with them to be able to actually have a presence in Rantoul year-round.
So you're kind of getting exciting. Out into the county.
Absolutely.
Now.
Yep, yep. That's part of our strategic plan, is to think about ways where we can be where we're needed, where yeah. kids need a place like the Boys and Girls Club. We want to make sure that if the opportunity is there, and if we can put a plan together, we want to be there for those kids and families.
How can we donate or get in touch with you on the website? Is there a donate tab there?
That's a great way to do it. Go to our website, dmbgc.org, and you can go find out about our programs, find out on the website what's happening with kids, and also find out how you can help donation-wise if you would like to. Support. So, yeah, that's a great way to do it.
Thank you
so
much.
So, dmbgc.org.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. All right.
It's always so great to see you, Sam. Thank you.
Thanks so much. You guys have a great day. Thanks for asking me out.
All right, Sam. We got more coming up on DWS.